how can we start with real estate investing, and how can we get there? The first thing maybe you say is start looking at properties. What else can we do?
Look, I think that like any kind of, I mean, what we're really talking about, I'm going to make the assumption that we're talking to people who have already purchased their home. The home that they're going to live in. Okay, so what you're really, I think, talking about is investments, right? I think that's really what you're going for. So just like any kind of business, I think you really want to start with a plan. I think you really want to know what kind of capital do you have to really work with? Do you have capital to even do this? That's number one. If you do, it's going to probably show you what spectrum of properties you're going to be looking at. So if you're, you know, let's say you've got 100 grand in the bank and you're going to finance, you know, a 300 grand house. Okay, great. That's fantastic. Don't think you're going to get a deal on $1 million house and somehow be able to get in for the, you know, $100,000. But you should have a plan to begin with. So start literally with a written plan. Then I would be talking to people who are really going to help you facilitate it. Now, listen, there are a lot of folks out there that do this. There's a lot of competition and the deck is stacked against you. But that doesn't mean you can't do it. There are all sorts of folks who are taking advantage of properties that are, you know, for sale, that are, you know, discounted, you know, or they're distressed properties like foreclosures and all that, right? So they have a team already set up. And they know that, you know, they've done the numbers, they look at it and they say, okay, if I get in for X number of dollars and I get a renter in for that, I'll be in the black as long as I only take this much to fix it up, okay? That's why it's incredibly important for you to get a team behind you that is going to have all those things that you can't do hit, all right? So if you, like, I know I'm not a handy guy. I'm just not a handy guy. I know that about myself, right? So I need to make sure that I've got somebody, if I'm gonna buy some sort of fixer, because that's generally what you're gonna be able to afford, I gotta make sure that I've got some sort of construction person, I've got some sort of, you know, remodeler, people who can come in and do that for me. And I gotta have that lined up way ahead of time. And I gotta make sure that that fits into my plan. If I know that at the end of the day that I need, you know, to get into the house for $100,000 in order, you know, and then a loan for the rest in order for it to make a profit for me, I got to make sure that there are people who fit into that plan and make sure that that's huge. The people who are buying foreclosures, the people who are getting the distressed properties, they're doing it at scale because they've got literally a whole team lined up. They've got contractors that they've got on call. They've got people that are ready to go at a moment's notice, and it's their team. And they know down to the dollar how much everything's going to cost. So if you don't have that team set up ahead of time, you're going to flop around and you're going to end up spending more money and you're going to lose your shirt.
So that's motivating.
Motivating, but here's the thing, that attitude I got to talk to you about, that is motivating, because that doesn't mean it's impossible. It is possible. I want everybody to know this, the scars. I want them to know the things that are not pretty, so that they can go around those things, go, okay, no, now I'm educated. I can do this. I can still do it. It doesn't, the big thing is you've got to be brave. You can't be dissuaded when people say to you, you know, it's going to be hard, it's going to be difficult. Yeah, most good things are. But I don't want to send somebody down a primrose path telling them that it's something that is, you know, oh, anybody can do this. This is, you know, whatever. Anybody can do it as long as they're educated and they're prepared for what they're about to do battle. They got to make sure that they can handle it.
Yeah, I like